Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Noah believed God and he acted upon it. Noah was warned of something we see in verse number 7. We're being warned of God of things not seen as yet. I underline that in my Bible. What a step of great faith. He was warned of God of things not being that something that never happened before. God told him there's a flood coming. A what? We read in Genesis, there had never been rain. We read in Genesis, I looked at that earlier just to double check things. It hadn't even rained on the earth because of the canopy when God created the heavens and the earth. They didn't need rain. I won't go into all of that, but it didn't rain. He'd never seen rain. He'd never seen flood. And God appears to him, and if you will, turn me to Genesis chapter number 6. I won't read the whole thing about it because time won't allow. But I want you to notice some things about this thing about Noah, okay? Where God appeared to Noah. The thought is he had not seen, he had not heard rain, a flood. Maybe that wasn't even in a vocabulary. I don't know. You know, Lord, explain to me what rain is. I don't know. You know, the Bible doesn't say, but I don't want to get too far out there. But in verse number 1, Genesis 6, it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for he that is also flesh, and yet his days shall be 120. Remember, before this, people were living, Adam lived 935 years. Methuselah was 969 years. I mean, people were living hundreds of years, and God said, that's enough. Now it's going to be, we're going to see later on, it shortens up, but it was 120 years. He said, yet his day shall be 120 years. And there were giants in the earth in those days. And after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, that they same became men of old, which were mighty men, which were of old men of renown. Before I go any farther, there's a lot of controversy about these two verses, about who were the sons of, the daughters of men, and these giants, the sons of God. Who were these? There's a lot of good Bible scholars, smart men, and they have forgotten literally more than I would ever learn. But there's a lot of good men who believe that these were demons, fallen angels, who cohabited, for lack of a better term, impregnated earthly women and became some kind of monstrosities. I do not believe that at all. I don't believe that. I believe the sons of God were that lineage of Seth, and a lot going on. This ain't a lesson for that, but I do not believe that those are some kind of the angels and human beings mixing together like that, and out off came these offsprings. If that was the case, you'd have a hard time dealing in Numbers chapter number 13. Matter of fact, I marked it just in Numbers chapter number 13, when the children of Israel went over into Canaan. Remember those spies that went over there? And they came back and told Moses, man, there's giants in that land. We're like grasshoppers, and I have it marked here. We were like grasshoppers. You know, they were the sons of Anak, big people. You mean tell me that they came, that the demons came and did it again? I don't believe. How, you ever heard of a guy named Goliath? 10 foot tall, or whatever he was, depending on measurements you use. But anyway, he was a giant, and he had some brothers. So I'm just saying this, that even after the flood, we see some giants, and I don't believe that these were some kind of a monstrosity because of the angelic realm with the ladies. Anyway, that's for another. Verse number 5. And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. That's all they thought about. All they thought about all day long. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Boy, I wish I could talk, but I got to move. And the Lord said, I will destroy man who I've created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and all the creeping thing and the fowls of the earth, for it repented me that I made. I read all that to read this one next verse. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And all God's people said, in the midst of a world of problems and difficulties, and the whole world was rotten. The whole world was rotten. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And because of that, God appeared unto Noah. And then you know the rest of the story there in Genesis 6 and Genesis chapter number 7. But I just want to give you that background. God appeared to Noah, said, I want you to build me an ark. A what? You have to remember that the world, much less Noah, had never seen a drop of rain, much less a flood. He had never seen an ocean-going cargo ship before, much less how to build one. But Noah believed God, and he moved with fear. The word fear literally means to act cautiously, to beware, to stand in awe of reverence. We see here again in verse number 7, being warned of God of things not seen as yet. Nobody ever heard of this stuff. But he moved with fear. Why? Because he believed God. And then this next part really, it ought to affect every one of us as believers. This next clause. He prepared an ark to the saving of his house. I underline that twice in my Bible. If you see my Bible, you probably couldn't read it. I got marks everywhere, and you know. But to the saving of his house. How important is that in your life? That your children and your grandchildren escape the coming judgment of God. Noah moved with fear because he was so concerned about his house. And we know that the rest of the story, Noah preached 120 years. Peter called him a preacher of righteousness. 120 years, and the only converts he had that Scripture talks about are his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, their wives, and Noah's wife. So eight of them out of every how many millions of people was on the face of this earth during Noah's time, I don't know. But I guarantee a bunch of folk, okay? Only eight people entered into the ark. But for 120 years, again, just let me just, I can just imagine as Noah, all right, when it talks about that he condemned the world, it's not so much that Noah stood out there on a sawhorse, you know, on a piece of plywood and sawhorse and stood up in front of everybody and started preaching to them. What literally he's talking about by his actions. Now, I do believe he told people what he's going to do. People come about, Noah, what are you doing? I'm building an ark. Well, what? Man, you're crazy. Much less building it here, not out in the water somewhere out by the, you know, because they had water out there and all. Anyway, the Mediterranean or wherever they were near, said, won't you build this thing out there? Well, I don't need to. God told me, laughing and mocking him for 120. But Noah kept, without lack of, he kept driving them nails. I know he didn't have the nails like we would have today, but he kept driving those nails. He kept cutting those boards. He kept putting it together year after year after year. That ark was 450 foot long, 70 foot, 5 feet wide, 45 feet tall. 120 years, like a box, if you will. Matter of fact, how many of y'all ever been to the Ark in Kentucky? Oh, how many of y'all have never gone? How many of y'all don't want to go? Okay, it's really neat. There in Kentucky, been, and they have built supposedly a replica of what it was like. And then you have the different floors and the different animals. A great, great place. And by the way, they sure give a wonderful gospel message there. I have some friends that are there right now. And then they're going to the Creation Museum, and they're taking their son-in-law. Their daughter and son-in-law are with them. And they said, please pray for my son-in-law. He's not saved. But we're going to the Ark together. Then we're going to the Creation Museum, and he'll see the gospel there, and they're going to be witnessing to him, talking about Jesus. And all. Anyway, they're at the Ark. Noah, it took him 120 years to build something like that. And again, the thing that sets it to me, this is to me, in this verse, that's why I'm gonna underline it twice, to the saving of his house. He wanted to make sure at least his family was in that ark.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.